AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. More information is being revealed about Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, the couple who shot and killed 14 people in San Bernardino, California.
I do not know all the countries he visited. We know he did go to Pakistan at one point. We know she is here on a K-1 visa under a Pakistani passport.
The FBI's David Bowditch says they don't have a motive yet. The police chief in San Bernardino, Jared Bergwan, says the couple had more than 1,600 bullets with them, and there were weapons at their home.
There were 12 pipe bomb type devices found in that house or in the garage to that house. There were also hundreds of tools, many of which could be used to construct IEDs or pipe bombs.
At the White House, President Obama says it's possible this was terrorism related. It's possible this was workplace related.
We don't know why they did it. We don't know at this point the extent of their plans. We do not know their motivations.
The president says the country needs to search itself as a society to find a way to stop gun violence. On Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says economic conditions are falling into place for policymakers to raise interest rates when they meet in 2 weeks, as long as there are no major shocks.
Holding the federal funds rate at its current level for too long could also encourage excessive risk-taking and thus undermine financial stability.
Wall Street stock sharply lower, the Dow down 200 points. Defense Secretary Ash Carter wants women to be able to do a lot of things they can't do now.
They'll be able to serve as Army Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Corps Infantry, Air Force Parajumpers, and everything else that was previously open only to men.
Carter is ordering the military to open all combat jobs to women. This is AP Radio News. A House panel has found a lot of problems with the Secret Service.
There have been 143 security breaches or attempted breaches at facilities secured by the Secret Service in the last 10 years. The findings are contained in a report by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The assessment concludes that the Secret Service is an agency in crisis. The report faults both leadership failings and budget cuts imposed by Congress that have led to what the committee calls a staffing crisis. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
The attorney for a man accused of jumping a fence at the White House Thanksgiving Day says his client has been refused re-entry to the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut. The school told Joseph Caputo he committed a community standards violation. Caputo pleaded not guilty to charges of unlawful entry into restricted grounds. He was studying criminal justice and martial arts at the University of Bridgeport. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.